From Tidbits on February 27th, 2017, this is a Prairie HomeKit companion, fine-tuning with the other home app, by Josh Centers. If you're this far into a Prairie HomeKit companion, your HomeKit setup should be up and running, and you should have a full grasp of how to use Apple's home app. But home isn't the only game in town when it comes to HomeKit apps. Before Home debuted in iOS 10, Apple relied on third-party developers to create graphical front-ends for HomeKit, so there are several in the App Store. Elgato's free Eve app is lovely, but my power tool of choice is Matthias Hochgärtner's Home app. Yes, Apple stole the name, so you have Apple's Home app and Hochgärtner's Home app, both used to control your home with HomeKit for home automation. Got it? Good. You might balk at Home's $14.99 price tag, which makes it by far the most expensive HomeKit app on the App Store, but the power and control it offers makes it well worth the cost. If Apple's Home app is a butter knife, Elgato's app is a beautiful Wusthof paring knife, and Hochgärtner's Home app is a Swiss Army knife. Hochgärtner's Home app can be used as a full replacement for Apple's Home app, if you wish. It can control individual accessories, create and activate scenes, and manage automations. While you can't access it from within Control Center, it does offer widgets and an Apple Watch app. It can also work remotely if you have a HomeKit hub. I tend to use Apple's Home app for most HomeKit work and supplement it with Hochgärtner's Home app for fine-tuning. Here are a few ways I use it. First, Hochgärtner's Home app offers information about your accessories that you can't find elsewhere. Take my Elgato Eve room sensor, for instance. Both Apple's and Elgato's apps show just 3 bits of info from it: temperature, humidity, and air quality. But when I choose it from the home screen in Hochgärtner's Home app, it gives me another reading: battery level. With Apple's Home app, I'd start receiving error messages when the room's batteries were low. With Hochgärtner's Home, I can keep an eye on the battery level and know when it's time to change it. Second, it provides actual data. Apple's Home app will tell you if your air quality is excellent or poor, but won't offer any other details. In the services screen of Hochgärtner's Home app, I can choose the Eve Room's air quality service and see the exact measure of volatile organic compound particulates in parts per million. Those are both nerdy niche uses at which the app excels, but one use everyone will find handy is fine-tuning colors for the Philips Hue bulbs. Here's a problem you might encounter if you use the Hue or a similar smart bulb system. You walk into a room and something just looks wrong. If two bulbs have drastically different settings, it's easy to see what the problem is. It can even sometimes be aesthetically pleasing if intentional. But if your bulbs are just slightly different, it can be maddening. Hochgärtner's Home app can fix that. I hit this recently. When I went to the scenes screen and chose my good morning scene, I saw that my two living room lamps didn't have identical settings. Both are set to 40% brightness, but the saturation and hue numbers were different. Thanks to Hochgärtner's Home app, I was able not just to see the numeric discrepancies, but also to change one bulb's settings so it matched the other. Now when I enable that scene, both lights are identical, eliminating the uncomfortable wrongness. Since Hochgärtner's Home app links with HomeKit, those settings carry over to Apple's Home app, so you don't have to open Hochgärtner's Home to see those scene settings. Here are a few other capabilities of Hochgärtner's Home app that Apple's lacks. It can create and work with zones. As you may remember from a Prairie HomeKit companion, Core Concepts, zones are an element of the HomeKit hierarchy not included in Apple's Home app. So with Hochgärtner's Home app, you can make and interact with zones, such as downstairs or outside lights. Control Center can show only 9 accessories and 9 scenes at a time, but the widgets included with Hochgärtner's Home app can display many more. It includes different widgets for groups, scenes, and services, so you can better customize what's shown. These are just a few examples of the power of Hochgärtner's Home app, but those uses alone justify the $14.99 purchase price for me, particularly in the grand scheme of my overall setup. It'll probably end up being the least expensive item in your home automation system. Now that Apple provides its own home app, Hochgärtner's app is no longer essential, but remains compelling if you want the level of control it offers. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, ScanSnap, Squarespace, and SetApp. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.